Hello, it's Natalie again. I know it's been a while since my last audio. I don't technically have really enough people following me to have, like, noticed anything strange, I feel. Not that it's a bad thing, but I just understand how it is. Like, I only uploaded a couple audios, and then I got busy with work and school stuff, so yeah, but I'm back now. I'm a little tipsy right now, to be honest. So that's kind of what motivated me to make a recording real quick instead of going to sleep like I should. I don't know. When I've had a couple drinks in me, I just get really in the mood, kind of horny, you know what I mean? So I just kind of wanted to record this, not only to see how I am when I'm a little tipsy, but I don't know, also because I think you guys would enjoy it. People say that, you know, people are more honest or genuine when they've had a bit to drink, so I guess this is what the real Natalie is like. But to be frank with you, right now I do have a dildo in my hand, and I really just wanted to suck it. Just imagine I'm sucking your cock right now, just taking it down my throat. How about this? I'll set the scene for you. Imagine you met me at bar or something like that, a club, somewhere where there's drinks to be had, and you notice me a little tipsy, slurring my words a little bit, you know, stuff like that, and I start talking to you, or you start talking to me, and it's hard for me to hide the fact that I'm horny. Maybe I just can't stop talking about sexual things. Maybe I can't stop staring at your crotch. Maybe I just keep staring at you with half-lidded eyes, licking my lips. Either way, you wanna take me to your place and see exactly what I've had in the back of my mind this whole time you've been talking to me. But I tell you that no matter how drunk I get, I do, at least for the first time, just want to start by sucking your cock and taking it down my throat. You know, take it slow. In fact, I kind of want to have a little more to drink. You hear that? Yeah, that's definitely warming me up. I don't know if you know this, but I do have quite a tipsy slash drunk fetish. I love fucking people that are drunk, or people fucking me when I'm drunk, or just fucking each other when we're both drunk. I just love being in that state of, like, ultimate submission, where I just want to lay back and have you take me and use me. I feel like alcohol is not necessary, but it's really just something that allows me to take it to another level of submission, because I don't really have as many worries as I usually have. I'm a pretty anxious and shy girl usually. So, when I've had a bit of alcohol in my system, it kind of helps me loosen up. And instead of fantasizing about guys that I see at the bar, I just go up to them and let them know, hey, I want to take your hard cock down my throat. So I lick the tip. Kiss it. And just taste all that pre-cum that's been building up for me the whole time that I've been teasing you. And then I slowly start to take more and more in my mouth. And then I just say, fuck it. And I start to take as much as I can. And I take it so far down my throat that it gets really messy and spitty, just the way I like it. Really want a cock to fuck my face right now. Getting close. Now come for me. something to calm in my mouth and calm down my throat. Don't worry, just come for me. I'm gonna swallow every last drop. I swallowed it all for you. Look. See? My tongue is clean. Even though you came so much for me, I swallowed all of it just like I promised you. Filled up with cum so bad. I wanna feel you. Your cock just pulls inside me as you come. And then when you pull out, I wanna feel all that cum dripping down my thigh. You better give me a big, big load of cum. You know that's what I deserve, right? I don't know if I'm gonna let you come inside me again if it's not a huge fucking load inside me. I only let huge loads of cum inside me. If I can't feel it dripping down my thigh, then it's not enough. I don't want to have to push the load out to feel it dripping down my thighs. I want it to be so much fucking cum that it can't help but drip down my legs. I want to come so bad. I want to taste it. I want to feel it all over my face. I want to feel it on my tits. I want to feel it inside me, nice and warm, thick fucking cum. God, I love cum so much. One of my fantasies is just to feel like a bukkake, you know? I want lots of guys with nice thick cocks to fuck my face and fuck my pussy, spit roast me, and just see them jerk off their cocks to me, just seeing how big my tits are, how round my ass is, and they just think I'm so fucking hot that they come all over me, fill up my mouth, fill up my pussy, come on my face and my tits, my ass and my tummy and my legs, my feet, fucking everything. They will come all over me and all inside me. Get fucked so deep in my pussy, so deep in my throat. I want cum to just completely cover me. God. I need to make a lot of friends when I go back to college this summer. This fall, technically. So I can meet a lot of guys that can come on me. Just give me all that cum. God, I'm so desperate for it. I need cum so bad. God, I think I should end it here because I could go on a tangent for like hours and hours if I wanted to. But knowing that at least one person came for me, just hearing my voice, hearing me suck a fucking cock, hearing me beg for their cum, makes me so happy and so turned on. That's honestly all I want. Fuck, I need to get fucked real soon. And if I do, I'll be sure to tell you all about it.